Hello, this is Don Dillon, and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. Tonight's topic, we will be discussing massage office software. This seminar is part of a series called More Productive, More Time to Care, produced by Don Dillon. You can hear replays of past shows by visiting www.massagetherapyradio.com. Our co-host tonight is Eric Brown of bodyworkbiz.com. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don, and thank you again for putting this series together. Massage therapists tend not to be very tech-savvy, so it's fabulous that you have this forum to introduce therapists to some of the great technologies that exist out there today. So thank you very much.
Well, Eric, I know you've been a big proponent of massage therapists getting online with their own websites and helping them use technology and automation to help save them time, energy, and money as they're setting up their businesses. And as well, since I've been teaching the charting skills workshops over the years, I always get the question about when the charting methodology will be available in an online format that we can use with a simple handheld computer. So tonight we're going to talk about massage office software, which can help us automate and streamline processes and administration, do our soap notes, insurance billing and marketing. And for that topic, we're joined by Stephen Krager of Island Software. Stephen graduated from the Aston Center of Natural Therapeutics in 1992. He was the primary therapist for the Bone and Joint Center at St. Paul Medical Center. During his work with St. Paul, he developed a strong massage therapy program and was responsible for marketing this program to the public as well as the physicians. He was also responsible for developing and implementing administrative forms and paper flow procedures. Stephen then went on to be manager and therapist for Genesis Rehabilitation in Dallas, Texas. He became very familiar with clinic management and working with insurance billing and medical records. Since 1995, Stephen has been the owner and operator of Island Day Spa, a full-service massage therapy center and day spa. Stephen, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
As you know, Steve, we've been talking leading up to this series. There are a number of questions we'll be talking about specifically on how technology and automation can help to improve massage therapist business. But before we do that, we've got some people coming in, some of our listeners tonight, who will want to send in some questions. And I'm going to ask our co-host, Eric Brown, if he could tell our listeners how they can do that.
Yeah, feel free to send in any questions you have about using software as a practice management tool. You'll see on the broadcast page where you're listening to the broadcast right now a Q&A box. Simply type your question in that box, click the submit button. That'll come to me, and we will forward those questions to Stephen as the call goes on. So please take advantage of Stephen's experience and background and send in those questions.
Excellent. Thank you, Eric. Now, Stephen, you've been involved in this for some time, and you've been working with massage practitioners specifically. Can you tell us, are massage practitioners embracing technology? Why or why not?
Well, the answer to that, in my opinion, is yes and no. I mean, this is something that we think about and analyze on almost a daily basis because we are so technology-driven in our business. And we were not technology-driven in the massage therapy industry when I first began. In fact, our entire company came about as an after effect of a need that we had in our own center to increase our efficiency and become more technologically advanced into the massage therapy industry. We needed something that would handle our center and do the things we needed it to do. And that's usually what we found in any industry is where the best technology comes from. I agree wholeheartedly with Max from the aspect that, you know, people are slow to change. And we've seen a lot of technologies that have been available for several years, but either because of cost or the acceptance of that technology, the change to that technology. If we think about just, as I was speaking with Eric earlier, just cell phones 20 years ago, which isn't that long ago, at least as far as I'm concerned, because I'm getting up there now. But 20 years ago, you know, you had a big bag on the side and it was $2 a minute and, you know, $1,000 for this cell phone with a battery and all that. And now people just take it for granted. And it took a while for them to get used to that and for the cost to come down. And so, in a way, yes, they are embracing it from the basics. I think, you know, most people, when I do a presentation or I do a workshop for therapists, and I have, say, 30 therapists in the workshop, I'll ask everybody right at the very beginning how many people have a computer. Every single hand goes up. They all have a computer. And then I ask how many of those are online. Every single hand. Everybody has an internet connection. Everybody has a computer, and they're buying the newest computers. You know, not many people have, including therapists, have, you know, 8-10-year-old computers. They're keeping pretty much up with the hardware end of it and the connection to the internet. But what I found is that the no on that is that they're using it for email and surfing the web a little bit. They're not really utilizing this technology to its maximum potential. And, you know, that's kind of the short answer to are they embracing technology. Yeah, yes, they are, but, you know, it's my opinion that they need to do more to get involved with more advanced features in the technology.
I think a lot of practitioners probably don't understand. I mean, they love doing the hands-on work. They hate doing the administration, the marketing, all the operational things that are required outside of that treatment time. And I think if more therapists learned how to embrace technology, they probably would save a lot of time, wouldn't they? Instead of avoiding those tasks and maybe even shooting themselves in the foot in a way, they could use technology to help make them more productive and more profitable. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think that the reasons for the ones that are not embracing the technology, I call it the three T's, and that's technophobia, time, and training. I mean, it's either you're afraid of the technology because you don't understand it, you don't have the time to learn it, and you don't have the time to invest in it in your opinion. You know, and a therapist thinks, well, I don't have time to do this. You know, I'm too busy determining how I'm going to fix this rotator cuff or how I'm going to approach this new client or patient and how I'm going to get through all these appointments with only 15 minutes in between. And, you know, their time, like you said, is at a premium. And the training. I mean, it's just like when they became a therapist. You know, the first day they walked into class, they didn't know all of the anatomy and physiology. They didn't know all of the different techniques and the different strokes and all of that. You know, it just comes with the doing it, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, experience breeds confidence, and that's all there is to it. So it's just a matter of jumping in there and starting to do it.
So what do you think the barrier is to these practitioners implementing technology? What do you think their hang-ups are about using some of this new stuff that could save them some time, energy, and money?
Well, I'm seeing that it's less and less technophobia because, you know, now there are more and more people that have come up in the technology or information age that are getting into the massage therapy industry. You know, we're finding a lot of younger people who are in their mid to late 20s that are, you know, they're all familiar with things that, you know, we didn't have growing up, with CDs and cell phones and internet and, you know, satellite television and all of these things. They're all very familiar with them. And so I don't think it's the technophobia. I think it's more the understanding and the knowledge. Just not having the experience with some of these technologies. And so that's their barrier, is this. It's really an artificial barrier. None of these things, when it comes right down to it, because of how advanced the technology has gotten to the point that it has been so simplified. I don't like to say dumbed down because I don't like that term. Microsoft uses that term, but You know, that's why they came out with Windows instead of a text-based computer program like they started with. They had things that you could point and click and drag and drop and, you know, little icons that you could, pictures you could push on. The technology industry, I think, has taken that to a whole new level now where it is just so simple for people to utilize technology. It's become so user-friendly that I think that the barrier of learning how to do this is an artificial one in our minds, that if we really approach this and embrace it like we should and not be afraid of it, we'll find that it's much, much easier than we ever thought it would be.
So can you tell us about some of the applications in your software, some of the emerging technologies that are going to be helpful for massage therapists and practitioners in being able to work with their businesses?
Well, you know, I think that for emerging technologies, even aside from our software, I think that personally one of the most important things that a therapist can have is the internet, of course, a website. If they don't have a website, they should get a website. And they're, as Eric and I were speaking, it's so cheap now. I mean, you can go to GoDaddy or iPower or any one of a thousand hosting companies now that are literally, you know, $6, $7, $8 a month for hosting, and that gives you everything you need for a website. And in agreeing with Max, who said earlier that, you know, therapists, because their time is at a premium, they need things that work 24/7 for them, like the online scheduling and a website. That brings in business, and it exposes your practice day in and day out. If you're sleeping at 2:00 in the morning, I guarantee there's somebody out there who's wide awake, on the net with a shoulder that's killing them, and they can't sleep, and they're looking for somebody to help them with that the next day. And if you just stay back with just a cell phone or a pager, you know, and a landline, you're not going to get that client or that patient. You know, you're going to have to step up to the plate and get involved with the technology. I think practice management software, you know, like what we produce, but I think people need to look for practical, usable, productive software. And by that I mean, you know, people need to look at different packages that are out there. And they need to determine if each one is going to be what they need it to be and that they're going to be able to use it. The biggest thing is if you're not going to use it, I don't care how good it is, I don't care how much or how little it costs, it's not going to do you any good if you're not going to use it. So they really need to do some research into finding applications that are easy for them to use, and they're out there. They have to do a little research. And I think they need to use a computer for more than email and web surfing. I mean, there's so much more to a computer, and the technology is getting so quick that, you know, people don't think about everything that you know, you can get a brand new desktop computer now for under $400, and it does faxing and it does word processing and printing, and you could do your database marketing, tracking your results, reporting on everything, and it does that all for you, so you don't have to do all this by hand and try and figure out what's going on with your business with 3x5 cards and Rolodexes and everything else. And you'd be surprised, even today, how many therapists I talk to that are still doing everything manually. And that's what we're trying to do with our software, is eliminate that whole manual thing, speed things up, make it a lot quicker for them so they don't have to spend so much time working with all of these different aspects, the marketing, the tracking, the, you know, treatment notes, the billing, everything else, so that they can focus on their practice and know that when they need to put something in, when they need to use the computer, they can do it quickly, easily, and that's what I was talking about with, you know, finding something that's practical and usable and is productive for you. Our software was primarily born of a need for this industry. half of the people in our company are massage therapists. I still am, still maintain my license, and we still maintain our center in Dallas. And I'm not there very often anymore because the software company has taken most of my time. But I still maintain that because I think it's important that, you know, if I'm going to produce a product for this industry, I better know exactly what that industry needs. And we do things as an insider looking in instead of an outsider looking in. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it's an advantage that you can see it from both sides of the fence.
Well, and we've tried to make this, you know, we've determined that in our marketplace, our, you know, the competition, if you will, is not other software in our market, but more our competition is the Word and QuickBooks and all of these off-the-shelf applications, where what we find is people are they are embracing technology. Therapists are, but they're using five different applications. They're using a word processor from one company, and an accounting package from another company, and a sales and marketing package from a third company, and it goes on and on. And they're using four or five different applications to manage their business, which is exactly what we were doing before we developed this product. And what we determined was, let's look at what 80% of the people use 80% of the time. If you've ever opened up a word processor, as I know you have, and most people have, you see 80 toolbar buttons and 1,500 pull-down menu items, 90% of which nobody ever uses except power users. Most people type a letter, change a font, maybe put in a picture, you know, something along those lines, and occasionally do a mail merge, but that's about it. So that's what we try to do with every aspect of our application, was to just get it down to the plain, simple things. If people look at our application and they've got access to that through this invitation, and you've got links at your website, and they can always go to our website and look at it and download it. I'm not going to go into all the details of our product so much. More our philosophy of why we did this and where we're going with it and why that's important. When they look at it, they'll see they're just great big toolbar buttons that almost look like they were designed by Fisher-Price. There's plenty of power in there if they want to get drilled down that deep into it. But for the basic day-in, day-out, you know, workhorse, always works, always comes up, always does what you need it to do, nothing more, nothing less. Simple interface. It's just most people don't really even need to look at the manual. Certainly with our standard version, we hear that all the time. You know, they didn't even look at the manual. They just opened it up, and it was very intuitive. And it wasn't because we were just such savvy people that we took some class in how to create intuitive software. We were building it for us, and we said, look, you know, we got to have something that's easy for everybody who sits down at this desk to use.
Sounds like it's perfect for the atechnical therapist, which most of us are.
Well, that, yes. And, again, if they want the power features, they're there, but they're not, you know, right out front. They're not in your way. They're there if you want them, but they're not in your way.
Stephen, let me bring our co-host Eric back in to see if we have any questions from the audience and to remind our listeners how they can submit questions in our live broadcast tonight. Eric?
Yeah, so if anyone has any questions about office management software that they want to have answered, simply type your question in the Q&A box you'll see on the broadcast page and click the submit button, and that will come straight to me. So feel free to send those questions in. Steve, I'm wondering if you can, we've talked about technology in more of a conceptual way. I'm wondering if you can bring it down to some more specifics for us. What exactly does an office management or a practice management software do exactly? What can people do with it? What does that mean?
Well, what it does is, and again, as Max was alluding to, that it's very specific. That's why they didn't get into all of these little things, because they wanted to focus on one thing. And we focused on what we focused on. That's kind of why we're talking to each other about integrating right now, because we focused on the specifics of the massage therapy industry. Our treatment notes aren't just a standard type of treatment note layout. They're very specific to massage therapy. It has anatomical images in it that are specific to muscle systems and joints, okay? You won't see a skeletal chart in our system because we're not selling this to chiropractors. We're selling it to massage therapists. That type of thing is what I'm talking about. When it gets into the flow of each of the screens, we've designed it in the way that a massage therapist would use it based on our experience of how the flow goes from somebody seeing your name on a business card or a website or an ad someplace, picking up the phone and calling you from that first moment, that first contact, through to the completion of a session and the checkout process. How does a massage therapist work? Just for instance, there are little things we put in our software, like our integrated scheduling is integrated with our billing. Everything you set up in our software in the scheduling, you know when they're coming in, what you're going to be doing, who you're going to be doing it with, or what therapist is going to be doing it, what room you're going to be in, the time amount, everything. That is set up during the setup of the appointment. When the person actually comes in and you complete the session, the last, as most massage therapists know, the last thing that they want to deal with is standing there while you fill out a bunch of information to give them a receipt or a billing to send in for reimbursement or whatever. They're ready to go. And so what we did was we put everything on the front end of it instead of the back end, so you're not sitting there creating and building an invoice or a statement at the time they're standing there ready to leave. You go from the scheduler to it right from the schedule, it builds an invoice based on all the information you've already collected. If nothing changed, which 90% of the time we found it doesn't, you just hit pay, it post pays, and you're ready to print a receipt with three clicks without entering any data. That's not how every software works, and it's not how every software should work, but it's how the software for the massage therapy industry should work. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of thing that we've put into this.
Okay, so if we can just pin this down to some more specific functions, again, just so people that aren't familiar with office management software, the things they can do, maybe we can just review some of these. So it serves as a client database?
Yes. It serves as a client database. It allows them to do their treatment notes. In the U.S., it does the insurance billing for Canadian users. It allows them to print the receipt, which is what I understand is mostly needed in Canada, or a statement that they can turn in for either reimbursement or payment. Mm-hmm. So it will go either way. So if you're using the U.S. Standardized insurance billing form, that's available in there, as well as an invoicing or billing statement for any other area, well, like Canada. For what they need. The treatment notes are graphical rather than so much textual. That way they can, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. Now, that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we innovated years ago. It's been imitated several times, and that's fine because it's a good thing for everybody. But we made it graphical because therapists are, as you so eloquently pointed out, tactile rather than technological. And so now, as a therapist, we relate more to pictures and colors and smells and touch and much less to data. And so that's the way we designed it. The treatment notes are done with an anatomical image that you can draw on and type text on and point to, draw arrows and lines, and when you print out your treatment note, it prints out with that image with a legend so that anybody that looks at it can see at a glance, you know, what's going on with this client or person.
And I guess that facilitates the input of this information too.
Yeah.
If you can just click areas on an image, it's much preferable than typing out text.
Absolutely, and what we've through many years of insurance billing, what we found is it really reduces the typing and the repetitive typing In the objective area, we just say, upon palpation, found problems in the following areas, see graphic. That's it. Mm-hmm. Done typing, you know, because that picture is worth 1,000 words. We've had many, many calls from insurance adjusters that are just love the software because when they do get the treatment notes along with the billing, they just glance at it, look at the legend, and they say, absolutely, that has to do with this accident, and I can see that right here, rather than having to decipher someone's notes, because we all know they're supposed to be standardized, but nobody uses the same standard.
Mm-hmm.
There appear to be 10 different standards for abbreviations and doing treatment notes, and nobody seems to have the definitive answer for that. And a picture just says it, you know. That's why video has become so pervasive in our society.
Because yeah, absolutely.
It just says it all, and that's the way we're moving. Plus, we've put a word processor in it. It's not a high-powered like WordPerfect or Word or one of the major word processors, but it does everything most people do with it, and it's integrated into the product. So you can do form letters and mailings and things like that through the word processor because it is integrated right into the database. You don't have to go through all these mail merge steps to do a form letter that puts everybody's first name at the top of the letter when you print it out. It's a few steps. So it does word processing. It tracks the income side of their business, which is most important. Most therapists don't want to be accountants. They want to be massage therapists, and so they like mm-hmm. to track how much money they came in and where it came from, put all of their receipts for their expenses into a box and hand that to their accountant to do their taxes.
Yeah.
And so we track the income side of their business, all the charges, payments, product sales, sales tax, that type of thing. None of the expense side.
Okay, so it acts just to review this just quickly. It acts as a client database, and it sounds like almost like a contact management software where it sort of tracks your communication with clients. Is that correct?
Yes.
You use it for taking treatment notes, and your office can be pretty much paperless, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
It integrates with or it helps you with your insurance billing. That's integrated into the program as well.
Yes,
and the sales side of it, that side of the accounting.
Absolutely, and on top of that, we've put in many, many templates into the word processor as well as templates that work in other major word processors if they want to use those that already have all of their forms, their intake forms and their marketing pieces and faxing and promotions and they're all pre-done, and these are things that we utilized in our center that worked. So we just basically, you know, again, tried all these different things over the years, and everything that worked, we put into the software. Everything that didn't, we left it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we simplify it, you know, and so they really have, they don't even have to, that's the thing we found is one of the biggest stumbling blocks, if you don't mind me going back to the barriers that we've tried to overcome for the therapist, and that is, when you say, okay, you need to make a marketing piece that you're going to send out to all these people, and then you say, go. Most people don't even know where they're looking at a blank piece of paper, and they don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've given them all of that in the application. There are all the templates laid out, which is, you know, general ABC, JSPA, or Jane Doe, but all of the layout is there. And then all they have to do is go in and edit it with their information, and it becomes theirs. And when they purchase the software, they have full rights to use all of that stuff and edit it any way they see fit and print it out, use it at their website, anything they want to do.
So can you give us a couple examples of some of the templates that exist that people can take advantage of?
We have one that was probably one of the most productive that we ever had at our center, and that was called a gift certificate mailing, where we actually printed up an 8.5 by 11 sheet, and it had, you know, a body of why you were contacting the person, and that could be anything from, you know, I've moved to a new location, I've learned a new technique, you know, I've got a new phone, or it doesn't matter, just whatever reason you have for contacting them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it lays out all of these different situations that come up, like baby showers, birthdays, Valentine's Day, office, Christmas party, whatever it is, that you have to have a last-minute gift. And you go, oh, my gosh, I forgot all about it. It's 5 o'clock on Valentine's Day, and there's not a rose or a chocolate left in town. And what we did was we actually printed a gift certificate at the bottom of this, already done up, and just handed them out in mass, mailed them in mass. So they already had the gift certificate. The only difference between it and any other gift certificate is it had a little memo box in the lower left-hand corner for a code number, which they would keep a list of codes that they produce back at their office. The person would call the number, say, I want this service. All the services are listed there. They'd call, say, I want this service on this gift certificate. Here's my credit card. They'd take their credit card, run it through, and as soon as that went through okay, they said, okay, here's your code number, and just write it in the lower left-hand corner of the gift certificate you already have.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And then they cut it off at the bottom, put it in an envelope. They've got their gift. It's all paid for. It's done. They didn't have to leave. They didn't have to go anywhere. And it looks professional. It's very nicely done up, and people will see that. And all these templates are in our evaluation copy. Anybody can go to our website and download a full version of our software. It's not a trial version. It's a trial period of exactly what they would buy. They don't have to enter a credit card number or give us, any major personal information. Just download it, and they can use it for an entire month. And all of those templates are in that version. And whether they buy it or not, they're welcome to keep and use the templates.
Correct. Now, and it's really nice. Like you say, if things are simple, they get done. If they're complicated, they don't. And it sounds like this really simplifies the process. Now, I know we're getting close to the end of our half hour, so I think I'm going to turn the mic back to Don.
Okay.
I've just been enjoying listening to the two of you and talking about all these great applications that are possible in the Office software. And I think it's worthwhile that we just mention that and we have a number of people who are phoning in as opposed to using the broadcast page. But if you do go to the massagetherapyradio.com main page and you click on this series, which is called More Productive, More Time to Care, you'll be able to click on that and find Steve's broadcast page that talks about Massage Office software. And there's a link right there, a large button that says Massage Office, and you'll be able to go directly to the Massage Office software site and see some of the features of this software.
That's great.
I think you've provided us a wealth of information. We've had a very short period of time, but I think that our listeners have gotten a great deal of value and information out of this. So I want to thank you for being our guest on the show this evening.
Well, and I appreciate it very much.
I want to thank Eric Brown, my co-host tonight from BodyworkBiz.com. Eric, thank you for attending our show as well and helping me out with all the technology stuff.
A pleasure.
And I'd like to thank all of our listeners who tuned in this evening. I just want to remind you to, again, visit Massage Office Software from our broadcast page. There's also a link to the Massage Therapy Radio site where you'll be able to listen to a replay of this program within about 5 or 10 minutes after we sign off. And you can also, I'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback about this series, about any of our speakers or any of the topics. There's a link there where you can contact me directly. So thank you again, and from all of us from Massage Therapy Radio, good night.
Good night.